The Inner Cry, Part 16. You can discover your divine qualities by digging deep within. As a miner digs and gets something, you also can dig. Digging here means your inner cry. When you cry, you dive deep within. And you can develop your divine qualities by constantly crying. In order to discover your divine qualities, you have to cry constantly. And then, when you have a constant inner cry, automatically you will develop all your divine inner qualities. Each time you cry, you dig deep within. And when you dig deep within, you develop your qualities. So, at every moment, please think of the instrument that digs inside you. It is your aspiration. Just as a miner uses an implement to dig in the ground, you also need a constant inner cry to dig in your heart. Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry instigates all the work of our spiritual growth and transformation. First, by unearthing our divine qualities, which are the tools and agents of our spiritual discovery and progress, and then by nurturing, encouraging, and developing these qualities within us. To accomplish this work, our inner cry must overcome the greatest obstacle in our journey, our mind, while simultaneously awakening and empowering our greatest ally, our spiritual heart. Our inner cry does not so much calm our mind as overwhelm it, flooding extraneous thoughts, distractions, mental and emotional flotsam and jetsam in its sheer imperative urgency. Whatever card the mind plays to hold us captive, its brilliant ideas, its doubts and fears, the compelling authenticity and urgency of the inner cry trumps it every time. Simultaneously, our inner cry calls forth and mobilizes the most potent force of our being, our soul, to inundate us with its infinite love, light, power and delight to accomplish all that is needed.